I'm distracted by your mic. What's on your mic?
It's a diamond.
Oh, I thought it was an Asian beetle.
We got to welcome everybody to the Fiddly Dickens Show. Thanks for joining us.
Guess what, guys? I dusted off the old phone. We're going retro fiddly here. We're going to have a guest.
This is how our guests all started, with the phone call. I love that
we're going lo-fi.
Yeah, we're not doing this Riverside. A lot of people like to do this video and this high-end, what do they call it, hi-fi?
Well, I tell you, if Ian...
Lossless?
Ian Stanley... gives us the night to remember. I might bring back the Riverside and say, we're doing guests from now on.
Yes.
We'll see.
No.
Time we had three or four guests a night.
Five. There's some nights with five.
Listen,
five guests.
If we're doing guests, though, we're doing it all phone.
Well,
weren't you in charge of that back in the day?
Remember, he would print out the bio?
Those were good. Three minutes before.
I would be stressed.
The paper was still warm when he showed up.
3 minutes before.
I'm going to tell you.
I would email it out to everybody.
I was the scheduler.
Before the show.
You were the producer, and he was the, you were the second, and he was
the background, little background bios of everybody.
Well, you were the secretary. Yeah. That's right. You did.
Secretary. Damn.
I'll take secretary.
I tell you, those were the days. But
type this up for me, Scooty.
Can you send an email out for me real quick?
More of a production manager type situation.
And he got coffee.
Scooty, get me somebody while I'm waiting.
Oh, shit.
So before we get into Ian Stanley, this is our guest tonight. He's a comedian, but I don't know if he's going to get into this, but he's a little bit of a self-helper.
He helps.
He helps with emails and stuff. I kind of want to dig it because what I've seen so far on other podcasts, I think he's more of a motivator than a comedian, but maybe we can bring out the comedy.
But it's actually good because I'm going to tell you.
Good. I just haven't.
I didn't feel really like I wasn't up today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I need that kick in the pants.
And maybe he'll give you the kick and a laugh.
And a laugh, a kick and a laugh.
I don't know what we're running into.
I don't know, but I like this.
I think he's in California. He's got this beautiful Australian accent.
He does. It's actually not Australian, but
do you see how bad we are? I can't tell you anything else about this guy.
No.
Yeah, I can tell he doesn't have an Australian accent. I'll tell you that.
Hello, Ian. Are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hey!
You're here, my lord.
You can tell that's our favorite part of the show. And scene.
Yeah.
We haven't done that in about 3 years.
Right?
Yeah, you are our first caller. You are our first caller in a long time. We used to take callers, and now we got rid of callers, and now you're back with us. So this is a return tour.
A reprise.
A reboot.
Reprise.
A reboot?
I'm honored.
Rebooting these days, so.
Yeah.
Well, let's let Ian talk for a minute. I mean, he's got this glorious accent, and it's subtle. It's a subtle Australian accent. I want to learn more about this.
Somebody did their homework. Go ahead, Ian. Tell us about your Australian accent.
I'm not actually Australian. I'm half English and half American, which means everyone thinks I'm Australian.
Oh, my God. I had it all wrong.
Yeah, we told you before we came on air.
Yeah, that's good.
Wait, you knew this?
Okay, even people who've known me for a long time think I'm Australian. I'm not offended.
You should just, why don't you own it?
Yeah, just
I'd
go
be
Australian.
Like, listen, I'm Australian. Yeah. If anybody asks
everybody loves Australians.
Right.
I do sometimes. It depends on the person. I've done that for like days at a time and then felt bad when I actually liked the person and go, oh, yeah, sorry, mate. I'm not actually Australian.
All right. Well,
and you still did the mate. Yeah. That sounds Australian.
Why don't we let Chapman
talk? English.
Let's let Chapman talk a little bit and see if Ian can figure out where he's from.
Oh, we're going to do accents? I got to tell you, Ian has a great little bit I heard about accents, about Americans who think they're the only ones without an accent. I love that bit, by the way. I listened to that today.
Oh, thank you.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
I appreciate it. That bit, you know, it's more hit or miss than I would like. I think it's a joke for smart people. And dumb people sit there and they're like, I still don't get it. I don't know what he's saying. I don't have an accent. And I'm like, yeah, you're the problem.
But you know what? You're absolutely right, though, because we don't think we have accents. Everybody else has an accent. Americans are really the only ones
without
an
accent.
It's very
weird. It's the only country that's not aware of it.
Right.
Yeah, we're not aware of a lot of things.
That's the least of our worries right now.
That's true.
So tell us about yourself, Ian. What are you up to?
My up to right now, I'm pacing around my house in my underwear. That's most of what I'm doing. Other than that,
boxers,
got my comedy special coming out. Whatever the tight boxers are.
Boxer briefs.
That's both answers.
Boxer briefs. Yeah. Puma.
Nice.
Oh, it's Puma?
Yeah, you got to have Puma.
Those are Costco. You 100% got those from Costco.
I haven't been to a Costco in a long time, but they're a gift. They were a gift, and I like them. They're the right. They're the right material.
What was it? A three-pack? Three-pack? Four-pack?
Well, what was it? Five. Fucking no, dude. I'm bowling. I'm bowling. I got five packs. I don't give a shit.
It's a five-pack? 100% Costco.
Yeah,
7 days in a week.
Packs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking rich.
So where's this comedy tour going to be? Can I watch it on, can I stream it? I don't like to leave.
The special will be out on March 17th on St. Patrick's Day on live stream on pay-per-view on moment.io. And then I'll be releasing parts of it onto YouTube for free after that.
So let me ask you a question. Are you doing
very offensive?
So if you are you doing the actual live show on the 17th, or you've already it's a pre-recorded show and you're just
no, I've already done it.
Oh,
done
damn it! Because it was
it's all
my birthday is on March 16th. So I was hoping if you were going to do it live, you could give a shout out. Maybe because that's always been one of my birthday gifts, Ian. I always wanted
next show. I'll just in the middle of nowhere, and they'll be like, "Who is that?" And I'm like, you know, I talked to him once.
Doesn't matter. Done. He knows.
Yeah,
John's birthday.
Like a good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
How old are you going to be?
I don't like to. You don't ask a grown man that
53.
Question.
We asked him boxers or briefs. He asked you age.
Yeah, no, I know. Sorry, that's too personal.
That is too personal.
That's my bad.
That is.
So where did you record your special at then?
It's called The Lounge at the End of the Universe. It's the only real comedy club here in Boise. So I live here, so I decided I would do it here.
Whoa. You live in Boise?
I live in Boise.
I have literally never known anybody that lived in Idaho. This is fantastic.
I never known anybody that went to Idaho.
I've lived a lot of places.
I didn't even know Idaho was in this country.
Oh, Idaho's great.
It is.
Is it good? Do you like it? I mean, is that something?
Beautiful city.
Oh, I love it. It's amazing. Yeah. I've lived all over, and this is my favorite spot as of now. It's just fun. There's all sorts of shit to do if you like nature. Everybody's nice, almost too nice, creepy nice.
It's like Canada. You should try Canada.
It sounds like Wisconsin.
Yeah, so close. You're almost there.
No, it's like Canada with guns. It's like Canada with a lot of guns.
That sounds better.
So is that safer or less safe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Good guys with guns or bad guys?
Ask the horses.
You could leave if you left your car unlocked with a door open downtown. The only thing that would happen is somebody would close your door for you.
Oh,
sweetheart.
There's no theft. There's no crime.
We do that in Chicago, too.
Very safe.
Yeah,
Chicago's known for that.
And then they murder you in the car.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then they close it so that the cops can't find the body.
No, they close it while they drive it away. It's really what they're doing.
So do you have a horse or do you guys drive cars in Idaho?
It's a buggy.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
It's
Amish,
just,
huh?
Yeah, just
like
a
Wisconsin.
Car.
Yeah. A lot of Amish out in Idaho.
Yeah.
Is it furniture?
Yeah,
you got good furniture?
Do you guys drink hemp water by any chance? You know what hemp water
is? I don't.
Have you ever, CBD?
I know what hemp is. I know what water is. I fuck with some CBD,
Yeah. What do you think? Placebo? I just got these CBD drinks, I may go a little off the rails here, Ian. I've never drank these before. They're sparkling water, hemp extract, and caffeine, and some CBD. So just watch out.
I think it's legit. I think it works. I've got some CBD drops that I take sometimes, but it's better with THC. It actually activates. I used to have Crohn's disease, and so I actually didn't smoke weed till I was 27, and then found out that the CBD alone doesn't work unless there's the THC, because the gut is so linked to the brain that you need the psychoactive element in order to make it not hurt.
Yeah, isn't Crohn's?
So I'm a believer.
Is Crohn's when you have to poop?
It's like a bad IBS.
Yes, I used to poop like 9 times a day.
No, I mean, how does that work? Like, say you're up and doing your comedy bit.
You poop.
Your brain doesn't make you poop on stage. It's very weird. But I shit before every show, no matter what. I'll be like, oh, this show, I'm not going to poop. And then while the opener's on, I will poop. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
And I'm not even nervous. It's just my body's like, hey, let's get this out of here before we go up there.
That's crazy.
Do you have to take Pepto? How do you fix Crohn's?
I changed my mind. That's a very weird, longer story, but I decided to believe that all foods were safe, and then they became safe. So I used to have like a severe gluten allergy, and I would shit my pants or go to the hospital, and now I can eat anything.
Get out of here. That's pretty interesting because I always feel like I have like a gluten thing. And I'm going.
Gluten's not even real. Gluten.
Yeah, 100%.
Gluten is not even a real thing.
My wife tries to tell me, like, this is gluten free pasta. I'm like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. There's no such thing as gluten.
Because it messes up your gut, right?
It does. Kids, or
it does. At least that's what
it messes up some people's guts.
Not mine.
Yeah, not mine. It's fine.
And guess what? I can also eat peanuts without. There's no peanut allergies either.
Let me tell you, like, if I take some THC and CBD together, like, I feel great. The next day.
Yeah.
Gut's good.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
Or just some THC without the CBD. And that could still feel pretty good.
Well, it goes back to what Ian was saying about the mental part. So maybe it is a mental rewiring reset.
It's
right?
Psychoactive. It's a much longer. Yeah. A year and a half ago had asked me, I would have said that food allergies were very real. And now I would say that they are only as real as you think they are.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is an inflammatory sentence, but.
DMT helps with that too.
I want to do DMT.
What's DMT?
I'm getting close.
I really want to do it. What if I could DMT? Find like a shaman, I need a shaman.
Listen, the fact checkers don't know what DMT is, please.
DMT's great.
Ian, could you, you know what? You expand. You sound better at explaining this. You sound more professional than we would. What is DMT?
You've been to the outer universe?
I have. I saw who created the earth. I have died. I've experienced it. I met God.
It's fucking crazy.
Came back.
Really?
Yeah.
This is all
real. The Norse gods are the real gods. This was on ayahuasca.
Oh, I want to do that shit. That's what I want to do.
So that's like a lower level DMT, right? It's kind of what I'm learning.
I feel very excluded.
Yeah, it depends on how much you do and
peyote?
Your situation and like what you do. I mean, I did 3 days of it. And on the second night, I believe.
Did you have a spotter?
Died and then... I have a spot. I had there were like 15 people there and there was the shaman guy and he was, you know, making sure people didn't die, in real life.
Where did you do this?
I saw that.
That in the U.S.?
In the mountains of Santa Cruz in California. Yeah.
Which, it's a fucking peyote thing.
For legal reasons. I don't know if that's true, but that's where it is.
No, don't you worry. I really want to do this, but I thought I had to go to like Sweden.
I never even thought of this as a career path, but a shaman.
Yeah.
Dude. Sounds lovely. I might try that.
The big thing.
Be
right
a great
now.
Shaman.
A lot of responsibility, though.
You shaman would be Brian. A great shaman.
Yeah,
I think I would be a good shaman.
Shaman Brian.
You would be.
I might. Oh, Shaman Brian. I like that.
It's got a good ring.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Shaman producer.
The one eyed shaman.
Who forgets to record enable tracks?
The one eyed shaman.
Dude, you got some street cred right out of the gate.
That is true.
Shaman Brian.
Oh, my Lord.
That is true. I like this. You have a third eye.
Yeah. You have to wear a patch. You have to wear a patch to be a shaman. Yeah.
You go from one to three overnight.
Real quick.
Yeah.
You know, I might retire and do this, guys. You guys are inspiring me.
Yep.
Not now. When I retire, I might be a shaman.
I like that. Like I talked about being a referee. You've completely destroyed me. Now you want to be a shaman. I love this.
Ian, would you be my first client just so, I mean, you've already been through it. Maybe you can give me some pointers as being a shaman.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Okay. That sounds very safe.
So here's what we'll do. You're going to be the shaman when they're taking DMT, and I'll be the referee, and I'll go around blowing the whistle, calling charges, blocks.
I don't think it works that way.
It doesn't work that way. I can't just start being a referee.
That might be a little aggressive for people.
That's too much?
I think it might make them trip.
Yeah.
It might
go off the deep end on that one.
I'm going around blowing the whistle. Dude.
Yeah, we need to be
might not come back from that one.
At my what do you call that, encampment? What do you call where the shaman is?
Well, it looks like you got some homework to do.
Yeah, I don't know. Teepee?
Is it a teepee?
Depends on the type of shaman.
His plot? His plot of land?
A yurt.
Yurt.
Oh, my yurt.
I did mine in a yurt.
Okay, so I like yurts. Yurts are great.
What are yurts?
So I think
big round tent structure, like a big tent.
Big teepee.
Do you have to get like super hot? Like, do you have to go there and it's like no air conditioning type of situation? I don't like that.
It's a tent.
No. They had... Well, you know what? I don't know if they had AC, but it was the right temperature.
All right, because that's what I need. I can't be too hot.
Yeah.
It's very. You don't want to be uncomfortable.
Very important.
I think I might have one of those oscillating fans, too. I mean, just
with the spray?
No.
Put a couple of streamers on it so they're blowing out the whole time.
And when it comes around the yurt and it hits you and it goes away, you're looking forward to it coming. I think that would be nice.
You would be a phenomenal shaman. Yeah. And I'll be your shaman assistant. I'll bring water. I'll bring like little cups of water. Is that okay, guys? Can I do that? Can I bring cups of water?
And if this takes off, we'll get the Dyson fans in there. They'll be real fancy.
That's... year
for the Californians.
We can't be spending that money on
initially. Shaman doesn't have this type of money. We can't just be doing this.
Come on.
Do if you're a successful shaman.
So, Ian, tell us about that night you recorded the special. How nervous were you?
Not that nervous. Excited. I don't get that nervous anymore, but it was fun. I cried at the end. That was more after the third show, just because it was such a big release of adrenaline. But other than that, I pooped, before each show.
That's important.
But
they did wear the same outfit all three nights then, so they were recording it?
I did. Yeah. I did. I wore the same exact thing. I had two of the same shirts, though, so I could sweat through it.
I told you, he's got life hacks in him. I know he's got life hacks, and that's a life hack system.
That is true.
You bring two shirts.
If Brian was your shaman, though, he'd have a fan on you, so you would only need one shirt.
That's true. I would have had that.
Yeah. Lighter packing.
So compared to like a normal comedy show that you've probably done hundreds of times, is it a whole different level when you know the cameras are rolling?
It is. It's different all around. Just the crowd knows it. Everybody's there for it. It's just it's a different level. On all three shows, I did three shows in two nights, and all the different. That's a different energy each time.
What nights did you do?
The last one was the best one. Huh?
Which nights did you do during the week?
Did Friday and Saturday nights.
All right.
So. Two shows on Friday, one show Saturday to tighten up all the material, and then ended up using like 80% of the third show. And then cutting in some of the stuff from the other shows.
That's awesome. That's good that it peaked out.
It's a different level of energy.
All right. So in addition to the comedy, are you still doing the consulting thing, or what was that all about?
Yeah. So I have a business called Almost Passive Income. I teach people how to make more money in less time while having more fun. So I still run my main business, but it doesn't take too much time.
That's the best. That's the dream.
You wrote a book on that, didn't you?
Passive Income.
I did. I wrote a book called Confessions of the Persuasion Hitman. Mm-hmm. The unusual rules I learned from selling over $100 million worth of shit online.
Wow.
I've got a new book that'll be coming out in a few months called How to Not Be a Boring Piece of Shit. That's a real book.
And a cartoon? So,
get that.
Cartoon
that'll
book?
Be coming out as well.
We need Don to read that right away.
It's a written book.
He
can write the full
I want
word.
The advanced copy of that. I'm going to give it right to Don. We'll read it together.
We'll do an Audible book?
It would benefit you guys greatly.
Ian, do you need an Audible book reader? What do you think? I could do that book.
I think you would be a
we
great
could all
Audible
do that
guy.
Book.
No, just you.
No, we all take a chapter.
We could test each version.
Yeah, I kind of like this.
Kind of like the three nights of comedy?
Yeah.
Or three shows, I should say.
So where do you
See
make all your money?
Like the most.
Do you make a lot of money off comedy? Do you make it off of your books? Where do you make this money? You sell drugs?
From teach. Well, a drug called freedom, it's that's a joke.
We're going to cut that one.
It's crack.
Just FYI. Yeah, we're cutting that one.
Just straight up crack.
Yeah.
That's why I left Chicago. I sold too much crack.
Yeah, it happens.
It was the best place for us. There's no crack in boys. There's meth on the outskirts. I mainly teaching people how to make money online. Comedy, I don't make a lot from yet, but I think this year that'll change. But mainly teaching people how to make money online. I have like 55 different courses I've created over the last 10 years.
So
teaching people shit.
How I should make money online? Should I just create courses about how to teach people how to make money online?
That's exactly
right.
And then this is almost like it's saying, I like this. I'm going to do it too. And I'm going to have 56 courses.
So there you go.
By the way, Ian, and I'm going to even say that. That's going to be my slogan. I one upped Ian.
I would actually recommend less courses. I have too many.
You have too many courses?
Yeah.
So you're suggesting 54 courses is the way to go.
Self-help is the way to go. People love self-help.
Yep.
They do. You can't get enough of it.
Because they think when they buy it, I'm fixed.
It's a magic.
Yeah, you don't even have to read.
It's like working
they don't
have out, to do right?
it. Just spending the money on it is enough.
Yeah. Yep.
So, can you give us a tip? What can we do?
I mean, it depends. It depends on your situation. I would say that your average run of the mill 9-to-5 person who doesn't want to work their job should just learn how to write emails for other companies.
Ooh.
That's the easiest thing to do.
Where does ChatGPT fit in this?
That's true. The change. Actually,
I just launched an AI email writing software like 3 days ago.
Shut up. I want to learn. I don't care about the comedy special anymore. Yeah. I want
screw
this.
The comedy.
I want this.
Yeah.
Tell me about this.
This is what the people want. It's called Email Game Changers. It's basically an AI that I'm not good at. I was very anti AI for a while until recently, this guy who's a customer of mine basically built this tool based on my voice and like the thousands of emails I've written, and then trained it to do that. And so you can literally put in like 2-sentence prompts and it'll spit out like a legit human sounding email that's sometimes got too many puns, but they're actually like funny and interesting.
Does it have the Australian accent too? Because they're not going to be able to understand. Nobody's going to be able to understand these emails.
It does. It actually, it writes in Australian.
Right to left.
Awesome.
It writes right to left.
Most of the stories are about kangaroos and barbecues. And
Barbies and shrimp. All kinds of things.
Barbies.
Writes in Australian.
Both sides of Barbies, barbecues and the doll. It can do both. It's very, very impressive.
So where do we find this?
Emailgamechangers.com.
Oh my God, I'm Googling right now. I don't even have to Google. He gave me the whole URL.
It's going to take you to the wrong page right now. If this is live, it will take you to the wrong page right now. It'll take you to a different page. But by the time, I don't know.
Wait, soon enough, this will.
Is this a phishing scam?
Wait a minute. So you're not going to get us. You're not going to get my password, pal.
Emailgamechangers.com/AI. I'll figure it out. By the time this goes out, I'll redirect the root domain to the right.
Perfect. And I'll put it in the show notes, ladies.
So what happens? Do I have to put that in like Outlook? Is that an Outlook plugin?
No, so it literally, it's its own software tool. So you go in there and you have it write everything for you. Then you just copy and paste it into.
Copy and paste.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
You complain about copy and paste?
I hate copy and paste.
I'm a big copy paste guy.
Oh, it is so terrible. It changes the format of everything. Not I hate it.
No, you need an intermediate.
Well, you know how to, do you know how to paste in the same format with the control, copy.
Control P.
Apple and V.
What? Did you hear that?
Control V.
Wait a minute. Was that up, up, down, down, left, right?
With the format.
This is important. So at the Apple,
finishing move,
the control.
You can match the format. If you do 4 buttons instead of 2, it'll match the format.
All right, what are the 4 buttons? Give me, because first of all, I have a tough enough time with the 2 buttons. And by the way, I don't use the buttons. I use the right click.
I'm going to pull out my computer. I don't even know.
I'm a right click.
I'm a right click.
Command, Control, V.
There you go. Shift. Command, Control, V, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on, let me just look. V. There's a Mac.
That's a copy.
Shift.
I thought V was
Control,
the
Command, and V.
I didn't know there's a command button.
So only on a Mac.
Yeah, he's a Mac.
He's on a Mac user.
Yeah. By the way, you'll catch up to a scooter. One day, don't you worry.
Windows 11 is almost there. It's almost there.
I'm still on XP.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good system.
Windows NT 3.1. Yeah. Hello. I'll just throw out numbers. That's fine.
Is that what you are?
Thank you.
So quick
question, Ian. When you're out there, it probably doesn't, I just want your opinion. It probably doesn't pertain to you since they don't have cars in Idaho. But if you're drinking a non-alcoholic beer, can you be driving and drinking that and get pulled over? And can I also drink this hemp extract with caffeine?
Now, I got a side question for you. Did you get that hat with those cans? Because I've never
seen. That's what I was thinking.
I've never seen anything like it. He's got like this rainbow.
That's a good call.
He's got this rainbow-looking can with some water and hemp in there, and then he's got the hat with the exact same rainbow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like kind of similar. It is the exact same.
It's the exact same. That is crazy.
I've never seen anybody bring a can.
You gotta coordinate today's
beverage to match their hat before.
Listen,
you get a haircut. You gotta match your drink.
Oh my God! It's exactly.
Is it the same can?
It came with the case.
You know what this means,
guys? Did you know this was going to happen?
I didn't. And thank you for bringing this up because I feel like I'm in tune with the universe right now.
I think
the universe is telling me, Don, you picked the right hat today.
Mm-hmm.
You did it. You picked the right hat. Do you know how many hats I have? I went and got a hat organizer. I've got like 28 hats.
Did AI choose that can to go with that hat? Because I got to tell you, AI is scary. If AI did that can, that's amazing.
No. And by the way, this isn't a rainbow hat. This is a sunset hat.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a rainbow at all.
No, it looks like a sunset. It's a sunset. Or it could be a sunrise, right? Maybe, but it's a sunset, I think.
You got a sunset hat.
It's a sunset hat.
The key is that it's a sunset can as well.
It's a great can. No, this is a sunrise can. This is a sunset hat.
Oh, with blue accents.
Yeah. So you're looking at it. Yeah. It's the wrong one.
So it is different.
It is different.
Oh, my bad.
Right, it is different.
Sorry I brought it up. Apparently, it's completely different.
So going back to my question, can you drink a non-alcoholic beer and be driving and doing horsing around stuff? What do you think?
Well, I don't think you can be drinking a non-alcoholic beer and be straight. So I think that's the first question you've got to ask yourself.
You're straight to jail for you.
Is why you're drinking a non-alcoholic beer. Just drink fucking water or a real beer.
Or seltzer. Seltzer with the little bubbles, because I like the bubbles.
Yeah.
Well,
I've been trying to take a little bit of taking a break of the alcohol. And so yeah, I'm taking a little bit of a break from the alcohol.
How long of a break is that?
Not long. Not like a couple days. Just a couple days, but I missed it.
I'm at about 26 hours myself.
Yes. Yeah. See, me and you, we're lining up again too. This is great. But I can't, but I like the bubbles. So I was doing seltzer water, something like that.
You're trying hot tub?
I think you can.
If the
non-alcoholic beer has even 0.1%, though, I think that might be...
Jail? Straight to jail, you think?
You could probably negotiate your way out of that one.
If it's a Guinness, if you had nothing... My buddy actually brought over some non-alcoholic beer that I was going to just shoot in the backyard, but it's still in here, and it says contains less than 0.5%. I don't know if legally you could drink it while driving.
I doubt it.
Hey, we have to pause 15 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Fiddly Dickens Show, everybody.
Oh.
I haven't done a 15-second. Do you remember the 15-second station identification?
No,
that's
we do
out
not.
Of the clear blue.
No, yeah. Never heard of it.
You don't remember? You guys don't. No. Well, stop it right now.
No, never.
On
never.
AM radio.
Well, WGN. Oh,
I was
that.
Fiddly.
Not with Fiddly. No, but do you remember the station identification?
No, the Cubs game. The Cubs game. They were.
We're gonna take a timeout for
station identification.
Yes,
15. Is that what you just did?
Yes, that's just what I just did.
That just came out of nowhere.
It just came out of nowhere.
Just think of that.
I just thought of it.
Well done. All these years.
No, it's all that AM radio.
That's all we needed. We forgot to do the station identification. And now here we are.
4 years later.
Son of a bitch.
Well, listen, we can't keep Ian all night.
Nah, Ian's got stuff to do.
This has been fun. I tell you.
It has been fun.
I don't know what I'm most excited about.
Year old man.
I am excited about.
I'm going to go to sleep soon, you know?
Now, yeah, listen, what's the date on the special?
Our 17th.
Can I bring
it? 17th, baby. Patty's Day, brother.
And when's the book? Of I Don't Give a Shit or something like that? Or I'm a piece
of
shit?
I don't know yet. The book, I haven't decided. That'll be probably like April or May.
Okay.
Oh, all right. So it's coming
out. It may come out then.
And we got I'm going to call it The Spring of Ian.
Is it on Audible as well?
Got a lot going on.
Big Audible guy.
It will be on Audible. I'm also going to put Confessions on Audible. Perfect. And I've got a good reading voice.
I have two credits I haven't used.
Wait a minute. You're going to read it, Ian? Let a professional read it.
I am a professional.
No, I'm talking about us. Come on. Let us do it. We're professionals.
You can't read.
And we can, I'm telling you, let us do a chapter each.
Right.
It'll change it up. People be like, what is this? What kind of book is this? I love this book.
There's a different person every chapter.
Right, different person every chapter. And Ian, you can be in it too. We'll give you a chapter.
That's
kind
of a new concept.
You can have a chapter.
You just come to Chicago. We got a studio here.
You just switch it every sentence.
We got to do it. We got to do an AI chapter where they mispronounce and misenunciate sentences.
And they sound weird.
I love a good AI section.
Well... Yeah, Ian, thank you, man.
Really, you got to do me a favor.
Ruin this guy's book.
You got to email me all these links. I'm pretty excited about what the hell you're doing, and I want to follow it. So you got to email me all the links so I can put it on the
show.
And
it better not be vaporware or a phishing attack. If it's ransomware, okay, it better not be ransomware.
Listen, he's so charming. I'm okay with it.
I'm not paying it.
All right.
Oh, if I wanted to start a cult, I would fucking crush it. Believe me. If I didn't have ethics, I could be a horrible person.
Nice.
I'm with you. You know, just to make you uncomfortable.
I love it. Congratulations on the special, man. We're looking forward to it. Yeah, we're going to watch
it.
We're going to be going to be wearing green, drinking green beer.
Yeah, hey, send it to us. If you don't mind, send it to us. I'll send it out to the verse.
Interwebs.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll send you guys, we'll have some shirts by then that say racism is retarded. So,
perfect.
You guys wanted to throw some of that badge on.
It is.
Yeah, those are, we love using those words.
It is. I saved the R word for the end. I hope that's okay.
No, that's perfect. Good, no. Perfect.
Awesome.
All right, Ian.
I'm a man.
Ian, I'll get you all the links. Yeah, cheers, guys. This is fun.
Cheers, man.
Thanks,
man.
Times.